Stressed out? Need sleep? The cold weather bringing out those aches and pains or arthritis? There's never been a better time to try cannabis. Check out the greenhouse of Walled Lake and learn about the natural way to relax and escape all that 2020 stress. The greenhouse is locally owned, and they love helping people who are new to cannabis. They've got a great flower selection of the best Michigan-grown buds and the biggest pre-roll selection around. Don't want to smoke? No problem. There's vape carts, tinctures, concentrates, and everyone's favorite edibles, like gummies, chocolates, peppermint bark, breath sprays, even the original Mackinac Island fudge. So check out the greenhouse of Walled Lake. 21 and over welcome, no med card needed. They also offer senior and veterans discounts and have a great loyalty rewards program. The Greenhouse of Walled Lake. That's greenhousemi.com. Hey, greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Craig Folley Show on Deadline Detroit. Glad to have you with me on this Monday. Thanks for being here. It really is a big deal. And I'll tell you what, there is so much going on out there right now politically. We're watching things happen in the U.S. House of Representatives right now regarding impeachment, the possible resolution to encourage the vice president to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Donald Trump from office. There's so much going on, and obviously we're not going to have any answers today. And we've been stewing over this stuff very much since a week ago, almost on Wednesday of last week, after we saw the insurrection at the Capitol. So I thought, rather than go down that stuff again today, because we will have time later in the week as we know more, I thought we'd have a little bit of fun today with something different to take your mind off of it. And one of the things that I always like to do is focus on fun things that make us smarter, right? Fun things that make us smarter. Well, every year, Wayne State puts out its Word Warriors list, and it's a really, really cool thing. Their 2021 list of words that should be brought back into the lexicon, things that we should be using in our everyday speech to make our language more colorful, more resonant, and more specific. So they do this every year. They come up with a list of top 10 words, and I thought we would talk about that today to sort of give us something else to think about, as opposed to all the political stuff that is happening, because you know I'm going to get to that a little bit later on. But here to talk about the Word Warriors list is Chris Williams, Assistant Director of Editorial Services for Wayne State Marketing and Communications, but he's also the head of the Word Warriors program. Chris Williams, welcome to the Craig Folley Show. It is a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you know, it's been a couple of years since I got a chance to talk about the Word Warriors list. This is something I used to do on my show back at WDET several years ago, but you are in year 12 at this point in time. And what's amazing to me is just how many submissions you're getting, not just from our region, but from all over. Language is one of those things that people just seem to really, really appreciate. And are you surprised at how many more people are interested in this than just, you know, the usual academic types?
I'm always shocked. When I took this over, they were about 3 or 4 years into it when I started doing Word Warriors. And my thought was, you know, I'm sure this is something that can go on for a few more years. And when we hit about year 10, I started to think, how much longer does this go on? And every year we have a nice list of words I have never heard of. I love immensely. It's shocking. And it's so much fun to watch how many people from around the world participate, how passionate they get about this, and the words that end up kind of floating through the rest of the year.
Well, what I love about this, unlike some other word lists that are out there, and we won't name the competition necessarily, but that are trying to retire certain words from the lexicon as opposed to adding things and improving our vocabularies, this one is more positive in my mind. This is like, hey, these are cool words that you should be finding a way to use. And it makes it more fun almost to me. It's almost as if we're not sick of something. We're actually trying to rejuvenate something.
Yeah, that's my perspective exactly. I think there is something cathartic that many people feel when they get to the end of the year and say, oh, I'm so sick of hearing this term. Oh, I just want to retire this word. I understand that. One of the reasons this list comes out at the beginning of the year is it is that more positive mindset. It's not, here are words we're sick of. It's, this year, here are words we haven't heard in a long time. They make our conversation a little bit more colorful. They make our writing a bit more poppy. let's bring these back into the conversation. Let's celebrate words instead of being tired of words.
Well, and for me, I mean, you know, I'm obviously looking for new words to use all the time. Not in an attempt to make myself sound any smarter than I am, because you can't fool anybody when it comes to that sort of stuff. But it is just fun to be able to spice up the language a little bit. And I'm always more engaged in a conversation with somebody if I think that they've chosen their words carefully. And this, to me, gives people an opportunity to again, show a little flourish. And that's something that we don't get to do very often. And I mean, how much fun is it to do this every year?
It's a ton of fun. It's the highlight. It's the highlight of my week when I go through and I see what our submissions are and what word we're going to put out there that week. But at the end of the year, it is so much fun to look back on the words that have been submitted and then see which ones have gained traction, which ones have garnered the most response, and put this list together and realize, oh, these are good words. They're diverse words. It's not that every word is a bit of a poppy slang. It's some of these words are very poetic. Some of these words are words that are what they sound like. And there's a diversity in there that I love. And I think it just goes toward our goal of making language richer.
Well, we are going to get to the list here in just a second and talk about some of these great words. And there are a couple of them that are very timely, I might add. But I do want to ask a little bit about how you decide which ones make the top. Is it just a popularity contest, or is this something that you have some discretion in saying, you know what, not everybody responded to this one, but this word needs to be elevated here?
We try and keep it as fair as possible. So we have word warriors around the world who engage with us on Facebook. And one thing I look at as I pull this list together every year is what words have garnered the most likes. But not only that, how many have been shared? How many have been argued about or people have commented, I really like that. I want to use that in the language. There's a bit of discretion about if we have, you know, a really close matchup and, you know, two words have 50 likes, which word just kind of makes me tingle a little bit better, makes me feel like, oh, that is a great word. I don't want to leave this off the list. But mainly it's looking at the engagement that we've seen throughout the year, the words people are passionate about, those kind of float to the top.
Well, I should remind folks, my guest right now is Chris Williams. He, of course, is in charge of the Word Warriors program, of course, in addition to his regular job in the Wayne State University Marketing Department. Let's take a look at some of the words that we have this year. And as I mentioned, some of them are timely. Blatteroon. I love this word. A senseless babbler or boaster. That could fit for a whole lot of people.
It could. And this is one of those words that I love because I had never heard it before. But as soon as I heard the word and I heard what it meant, it was so obvious. Like, that is exactly what it sounds like. It is just someone who babbles on and blatters and boasts.
It's a very good one. I may have to use that on my show tomorrow and when talking about a certain person who's about to leave the White House. But I won't get you involved in that conversation. Here's the one that started the list, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right. Anagapesis?
I've heard it pronounced several ways, and I've looked it up online to try and get the pronunciation. I've heard anagapesis, and I've heard anagapesis.
Okay.
And this is my favorite word of the year of the list. It's at the top for alphabetical reasons, but it's the one I love the most. It's a loss of feelings for someone who was formerly loved. And there is a short story in that word.
Sure.
It is such a poetic word. Once I saw it plugged into a sentence, it was like, I know what this story is. I know what the tone of this is. It is a beautiful, melancholy word.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, again, this is also one that is somewhat timely, as I have a feeling there will be a lot of people falling out of love with certain people. Anagapesis, that was the number one word. But of course, it's at the top of the list for alphabetic purposes. But I like this. There's some other great ones on here as well. And I'm not going to go necessarily in alphabetical order because, you know, I don't want to do that. Malleolent. That's it.
Malleolent.
Foul smelling or odorous. Malleolent. That's a polite way of saying something smells.
Yes, it's the polite way to say that. Yeah, I like this word. It's it's a little more refined than just saying stinky. I liked this one when I saw it. I wish my spell checker would stop trying to correct it to malevolent, but it is a word that I really liked when it came up.
Well, yeah, and that's just one letter that separates those two. But it, yeah, spell check does not help us, by the way, all the time. How about this one? Snollygoster. Tell me about Snollygoster, because that sounds very British.
Well, and it might be one that you are talking about in the future, too. It is a shrewd, unprincipled person, especially a politician. This is a word that gained a lot of traction this year. I like the word. It does sound very British. I believe the etymology was Greek. But what I loved in researching this word is there's not a consensus, but there is a word snallygaster that was used around the same time this word came into being. And that was used to describe a mythical bird reptile hybrid thought to haunt the Massachusetts area in about the 1700s. Wow. And so that just helped this word, because snallygaster sounds like something kind of monstrous, kind of creepy. And then to know that it might be rooted in that just really made me love this word more.
Well, before I looked up the meaning of it, when I heard it, it sounds to me like, you know, a good synonym for a fight, you know, like a knockdown drag out, a snollygoster. But I like it. A shrewd, unprincipled person, especially a politician. Snollygoster made the list this year. Perilian.
This was a word I had never heard before.
I have not either.
And it is used to describe someone who lives by the sea. And that is like, it's just a beautiful word. Once I found out that definition and saw it in a sentence, it really is a beautiful poetic word. And I was glad it stuck around throughout the year, because it is just an odd word that I had never heard and I'd like to see brought back.
Yeah, definitely. I like this one. Foodle. To engage in fruitless activity, to mess about, foodling around. It makes sense. Footle. And I assume it's foodle, not foodle.
Foodle.
Is it foodle?
I believe you have it right. Foodle.
Okay.
And yeah, it's this is one I'm sure I've heard it before, but as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, that's going in my lexicon, because when I catch my son downstairs not doing his work, I'm going to tell him stop foodling about, and I will have officially reached maximum dad stage at that point by using that word.
Well, if you are telling them to not foodle about, then you are sophronizing them.
Correct? Yes, that is correct. You are imbuing them with sound.
That segue there. That was pretty good.
That was great.
To imbue with moral principles or self-control, sophronize. That's obviously got some Greek in it, I'm thinking.
Yes.
So anything to do with like Sophocles, perhaps?
I'm unsure of that, but it would make sense. But I'm honestly not sure on that.
Oh, well, I didn't mean to stump you on this one. But, you know, these are words that are new to the lexicon for many of us. But sophronize was pretty good. Yeah. So parents, I like the sample sentence you have here. Parents have an obligation to sophronize their children. Let's go with this one, because I think this is something a lot of people can relate to. Is it Dysania or Dysania?
Dysania.
D-Y-S-A-N-I-A. Dysania. The state of finding it hard to get out of bed in the morning.
Yes, the state we all find ourselves in constantly.
Well, especially these days, you know, as you're getting ready to do another day in front of the computer.
Yeah, yeah. And again, that's a word that it's not exactly that it's what it sounds like. But when I say Dysania and then I realize, oh, that exactly describes how I feel. It has kind of this cloudy feeling, this feeling that you just don't want to get out of bed.
Well, and it's weird because, you know, in English, we don't think of having, you know, words that describe feelings the way that they do, say, in German, for instance, like Schadenfreude, things like that. So there aren't a ton of words, I guess, in English that are sort of, you know, that direct. But, you know, Dysania, I think it's something that we didn't realize we had a word for.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a perfect word for that.
It is. It is indeed. I like this one, too. And I'd never heard this one. Brontide.
Mm-hmm.
A, a low muffled sound like distant thunder heard in certain seismic regions, especially along seacoasts and over lakes, and thought to be caused by feeble earth tremors. I mean, that's very specific, but it does sound like, you know, you could use it almost to describe like thunder rumbling in the background.
Yeah, I heard someone describe it today as the eerie hum that people, you know, experience over by the Great Lakes. This is one I like, too. I had not heard it. But it's a very poetic word. The thought of someone sitting there listening to the Bronte just conjures up so many pictures in your head. And it's one of those words that just makes the language a lot richer when you hear it. I really like this one.
Yeah, that is a good one. And we end with this one, Ultra Crepidarian. This one, I think, is fabulous because for all of us who are on social media on a regular basis or arguing on Twitter, places like that, Ultra Crepidarian is a great way to put somebody in their place. This is someone who is expressing opinions on matters outside the scope of one's knowledge or expertise. Now, I get paid to do that, but most people don't.
Yeah. And this is another one I loved, but I immediately went to what you said. I thought of people on Facebook. Everyone is an ultra crepidarian in some way on there. Everyone has something they're spouting off about that they don't necessarily know about. And it can be something as, frivolous as a thought about a movie or something. But I like that one. It is one, like you said, you can use it to kind of push back a little bit when someone's talking outside their realm of expertise.
Well, and especially, you know, given COVID and everything else, I mean, everybody now is a doctor or a pharmacist, and it's like, hey, who are you supposed to believe on this one? I'm going to believe the experts, not the guy on Facebook. But Ultra Crepidarian sort of rounds out the list for this year's Word Warriors list. Real quick, I want to tell people where they can go if they actually want to submit words. Wordwarriors.wayne.edu. People can submit words. And what are you looking for? Because, is it just somebody just leafing through the dictionary that they decide that this is a word that they want to share? Is it simple? Is it as simple as that?
Well, we actually on the forum do ask that they share a few lines about why they chose this word. And we don't get a lot of submissions where people say this is just a word I found in the dictionary. They make a passionate defense of why they feel this word is so... It is so worthy of inclusion. We're looking for things that they're words that we haven't heard in a while. They don't show up on, in much writing. And there are ways to check that on Google and see how its usage has changed over the years. But the ones that have really stuck are the ones where there's just a personal passion for that. They feel it is the best way to say the thing that word says. And we look at that, and if we feel that's a good case, then the word is accepted and hopefully makes it into the list in the coming year.
Well, Chris, I mean, one of the interesting things that happened to me recently, I watched a movie and I wish I could remember the title, but it was about the creation of the Oxford English Dictionary, and something that took decades to actually accomplish and compile this definitive book of the words of the English language. I think Sean Penn was in it, a couple other people. It's worth watching. Very interesting stuff. But you think about how much work goes into compiling something like that and how important it is that we revitalize some of these things, again, to make the language more lively, a little peppier, shall we say. This has got to be a lot of fun for you to do every year.
It is. It's especially been nice. It's a nice break this year when so much of, the work we do is, it's on communicating COVID responses, things like that. There's been this little break every week where I can just play with words and I can communicate with other people about words and try and urge people to make their language and their writing a bit richer. And it's fun. It's every year. It's fun. Every year. It's surprising. I always think, I'm going to get to the end of the year one year and I'm going to have known all these words all along and we're going to, start seeing kind of a lag there, and it never happens. I'm always surprised and I'm always delighted by what we see. It's fun. It's just a lot of fun.
Well, Chris, we certainly appreciate you taking the time to share the list with us this year. This is always a lot of fun to do. And again, it's a nice distraction from so many of the other things going on out there. I want to thank Chris Williams. He's the Assistant Director of Editorial Services for Wayne State Marketing and Communications, and also head of the Word Warriors program. And again, if you want to submit a word, it's easy to do. wordwarriors.wayne.edu. The word of the week, by the way, on the site right now is warble, which is to sing softly and with a succession of constantly changing notes, which is what birds do. That's why they call them warblers. Yes. All right. We appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Craig.
Thanks to Chris Williams for joining us. Chris, of course, is the Assistant Director of Editorial Services for Wayne State University's Marketing and Communications Department and also head of the Word Warriors program. I hope you enjoyed that, and I'll put a link on the Facebook post so you can get to it and find those words and the definitions and all that good stuff in case you forgot some of those, or if you want to submit your own. So again, you can do that. It's really, really cool. A quick reminder, coming up on tomorrow's program, ML Elric is going to be joining me. Of course, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. He's worked for the Detroit Free Press, Fox 2, and Channel 4 here in Detroit, but he has recently stepped down and is taking a different step in his career. It looks like he is filling out the paperwork to run for city council in District 4 of the city of Detroit. So we'll talk to him about his decision to leave journalism and go the other route. I know a bit about what that's like. Although I didn't run for any offices, I certainly did serve in city government, and there's a bit of a learning curve there. So we'll talk to ML about why he wants to do this and what he thinks he can accomplish, what he brings to the table. That's an important discussion that we're going to have. So that'll be tomorrow. And a quick reminder to anybody that is going to be running for a major office in the coming year, you want to talk to people, you can talk to me. I'm more than happy to interview you about what your plans are and what it is you think you can accomplish. That's what we need to do so we can make an informed choice when the elections come up here in the city of Detroit. So it's going to be a busy year. That is for darn sure. Don't forget, on Friday, we'll do the week that was here on Deadline Detroit, as we do every week. And again, as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, this week is going to be nuts, just like we have been dealing with for the past several months, years, really. So we'll get into that, and we'll have our nominees for Schmuck of the Week. And I have a feeling that we'll have some people that will emerge to win that title by the end of the week. So that's Fridays. And don't forget, if you like this podcast, rate it, share it, all that good stuff. Subscribe to it. All these numbers really help, and it's good to get more and more people listening all the time. Thanks for listening. Send me an email, thecraigfolleyshow@gmail.com. Again, that's thecraigfolleyshow@gmail.com. Or find me on social media, leave me messages there, and I can respond. But thanks, everybody. We'll talk again tomorrow. Looking for the latest news and information about our great city of Detroit? Head to DeadlineDetroit.com for one-stop shopping for the most important stories of the day. Deadline Detroit has some of the best journalists in town, providing original reporting, videos, and podcasts that keep you in the know about everything happening in Detroit. Become a member today, and you'll automatically be entered into a drawing for prizes, including gift cards to some of Detroit's best restaurants. Go to DeadlineDetroit.com/membership.